The shutdown of much of the federal government has closed national parks. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, in interior and northern Alaska, that means just a few staff remaining on to carry out essential work.
Make sure that the park dogs get fed.
Denali National Park spokeswoman Chris Pfister says tending the park's sled dog kennel is among a few jobs that will continue.
The sled dogs are not furloughed, and so certainly we will be making sure that, you know, that we have someone taking care of them.
Pfister says most of the rest of Denali's roughly 100 off-season staff have been sent home to wait out the government shutdown. She says park facilities not already shuttered for the winter are now closed and the road into Denali is gated, but that doesn't mean people can't access the park.
Obviously, we have over 600 miles of boundary. We can't realistically close off those areas, so anything that anyone wants to do further out in the park is at their own risk, essentially.
The situation is similar at many other national parks, including Gates of the Arctic and Yukon Charley Rivers. Superintendent Greg Dudgeon says the two park units have 70 employees on staff right now.
And all of those folks will be on furlough, including myself. We will have one person in each of our offices, one here in Fairbanks, one at Coldfoot, one in Bettles, and one in Eagle, just to make sure that our facilities are in good working order as the weather gets colder.
Dudgeon says the situation impacts available services for the remote park units, from public information to search and rescue.
We had a boat, for example, just last week that got stuck on a gravel bar in the Yukon, and were called and asked if we could help assist those folks. And so, unfortunately, we're not going to have staff out there and available to be able to take the calls, answer questions, and be available for those who need assistance.
Dudgeon says National Park Service staff who normally work at the Public Lands Information Center in Fairbanks have also been furloughed. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.